film critic and journalist, and I'm here at the Busan International Short Film Festival, and I'm speaking to filmmaker Jo Yeo to talk about her film The Good Samaritan and her sister Patty Oh, who is the producer and actress in the film. And I've had the pleasure of seeing The Good Samaritan in competition here in Busan. I am so glad that they agreed to speak with me about the film and about their experiences and what inspired them to create this story. So as usual, before we start talking about the film, I'm going to ask them a bit about themselves, to talk about what inspired them to become filmmakers and a producer, what got them interested in telling this story, which is about Minju, a young Korean girl, 16, who moves all the way from Korea to Germany to learn about the language when she goes to public school. And she encounters some difficulties there, but while she's there, she meets another student called Kajin, who's a Kurdish-Syrian refugee in Germany. And the film tackles many topics. I think it talks about the politics of being a refugee, talks about the politics of being an immigrant, and the mental and emotional toll it takes, because being an immigrant is something that a lot of people who aren't immigrants don't understand. Is takes a lot out of you mentally and emotionally. So can you before we get into talking about the Good Samaritan, I'll have them say a bit about themselves and then we'll get into discussion. Thank you for talking with me today about your film The Good Samaritan, which has I'm so excited. So it's screened here at the Busan International Agent the Busan International Short Film Festival in the Korean Program 4. Korean Program 4. And first of all, how do you feel about being here in Busan, covering not only releasing your film here, but both of you being Korean yourselves, yeah. Like, what does it mean to you to have your film screened here?
It is really happy to be here because the first one. So my professor comes from Busan, mm-hmm. which I actually not very connected in this city. And this is the second time to visit Busan, so I'm so happy to be here. And I like this city; it's very fun. Mm-hmm. It is a little bit county, but also it is like more life. How to say? Yeah. But I can feel more life. Mm-hmm. Yeah, with the football. And also, we never imagined that our film will be screened as a world premiere in Korea, mm-hmm. and I feel very excited, you know, because of that, my mom and dad can also see our film in Korea.
And we can brag about it.
Yeah, right.
Like they invited their friends to the screening, mm-hmm. and also like my friends from Korea, they also came to our screening, and it was so good to share show our film to my people.
Yeah.
And it was also good, like, show our film to Korean. Mm-hmm. Because I think many people don't know about the story, like, how it's been, like, immigrant refugee, in other countries.
Especially in Germany.
It was really, happy.
Mm-hmm. Most of people in the film festival, they have so much fun, and they're very interesting people. Mm-hmm. And I'm so happy to meet them. Mm-hmm.
So before we begin discussing the film, The Good Samaritan, usually I like to have my film guests say a bit about themselves, about got them into filmmaking or working on the film industry. So for you, Joey, you are the director, and for you, Annie, you are the producer. And your siblings as well. So I think that's such a very special thing, because not only is it a film about female characters, but it's a film made and produced and directed and written by female creatives. So I want both of you to talk about, before you even got the idea for the film, just deciding you wanted to work in the film industry, that you wanted to be a producer and you wanted to be a director and writer. What led to that, for both of you individually, what led to that?
This question is very difficult for me, because I've got a question from my professor Julie. Why do you want to be? Why do you want to be a filmmaker? And then I thought, like, it could be easy to tell my stories, like, yes, because blah blah blah. But it was so difficult to find out why. So, and I keep asking myself, and it's actually very simple. I love movies. Mm-hmm. I love watching movies. I love
talk about movies, and also I love to make movies with this, my first project, with Samaritan One, and then I learned. And also, I think there's a lot of stories which should be told, and I think we can find such a stories like diaspora life, and also the immigrants or something. Yeah, but then I said, okay, I love films and I love to tell stories. I thought, yes, why not? And it's a
But you're also doing, in your biography it says you're also studying archaeology.
Yes.
why?
It's very random, so you deserve to teach yourself that.
Right, yeah.
And actually, I really like to read the Greek tragedy. How to say?
Tragedy.
Yeah, tragedy. And yeah, it is just a personal interest of me. And then I just like, okay, I try. And yeah, I try to find out what actually is, which I never expected. And yes.
And for you, like, what made you decide you wanted to be a producer?
Because I want to like, make many films. Mm-hmm. Like, if you are a director or a film, like, a writer, a scriptwriter, it could be very, hard to make many films because you have to focus on one project for maybe 2 years or like for long term. But for producer, it was not like that. Yes, that's why I decided to be producer rather than a director. And being siblings in her film industry in Germany, I think it was very. Nice to have
and also her
work potential. Yeah. Because we are foreigners in Germany because we don't have like somebody to rely on. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and especially in film industry because there are a lot of men and male filmmakers. So it's also good for me to have her.
You have the connection as siblings, but then also sharing the same experiences, because it's also interesting that you're both siblings, but you moved at the same time, because like necessarily just because you're sisters doesn't mean that one would move to Germany and the other one would, but both of you did. So you can relate to the experiences that you both share together, because like me having a twin sister, both of us moving to Canada at the same time, like we can understand each other, the loneliness that you suffer, that you experience as an immigrant, but also the isolation, but also the, what's the word I'm looking for? It's not just curiosity, but the external isolation, because when you move to other countries, you can tell when people treat you differently, but you can tell when people see you as a foreigner, like when people see that you're like, oh, you're not one of us. You know, they sometimes it's subtle, but then sometimes they're not shy about letting you know that they consider you an outsider. So that features into the Good Samaritan a lot, because it's the story of Minju, who is Korean, and at the age of 16, she decides to move all the way to Germany to become a student. So talk about both of you having your own experience of moving from Korea then to Vietnam with your parents then to Germany. And using that as a story, you wanted to tell to like basically make the story almost like an autobiography, like a biopic to tell your own stories.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, exactly. It's a true story of us. Yeah, really, without something official things.
Yeah. So the scene on the stairs, like you're like, at least that part did not happen.
But yeah, so what I find really interesting is because we both experienced the same time and also the same experience that was the same happened, but we have the other perspective how to see this situation. Yeah, and then we discussed a lot, and then I guess we find some middle point for it, and then it was very interesting because I always thought she would feel like me exactly same, but it was not right. like we discussed about the character Minju, like what I imagined about Minju was like me, Hani, and she's like more like Joey.
Yeah,
yeah,
and also she she did as an actor, so and we have to find the real
Minju. Yeah, and what I wanted to talk like I wanted to play Minju as a stronger, but
it was very difficult to to choose Minju as a strong character because she's already a shy person and she most like she has
her motivations.
Yeah. But you try.
And I think she's very brave because she's like 16 years old, but she decided to go to another country or more.
Yeah. Like we're together.
Yeah. We're together. Almost being alone in a foreign country, and with like 16 years old girl, it would be very difficult.
Without family.
Yeah, without family, and she doesn't even know like the language. Yeah,
properly. Right.
So yeah, my interpretation about of the Minju was like very brave, but she lost her motivations because
she the fact as you said she moved to a completely different country and not an Asian country where like I think she'd be surrounded by people who look like her, but she went all to Germany, which is a predominantly white country. They speak a completely different language. They have a completely different culture. And I found it interesting she moved to a public school and not to a university, where at least in a university there's like a structure where, you know, she has like a, there's like a system, like if she has a problem she can go speak to the dean, you know. She, but at a public school she doesn't have that. She doesn't have that support system. Like she loses the place where she's staying and she doesn't have anyone to call, you know. So what was the purpose of putting her in a public school rather than like in a university or a college?
So I also had some talk with friends in the university who are actually also the foreigner as we.
Yeah.
And we are talking about the life, high school life, and also public school life, and also the university life. It is totally different. Mm-hmm. Like, we don't like, so in the public school, we have to try being real German. Like being good like German, being act like German. It is our very important things to do. But in the university, it is not that very portable. There are a lot of foreigners, and we can find out our common things, and we can share our situation. But in the public school, there's something like different, right?
Yeah, like. Our point was also like a society with like help the young others with the refugee like background, and they are also like not grown up, so they have like immature thoughts, and I think it was also important to us show like young others' lives because university like international students. University have also a lot of problems, but I think in the film it was not often shown as a young mother.
I think that because it's in a high school, like they're surrounded as you said by other immigrants and refugees from of the same age, and I thought it was interesting because when there's films about refugees, especially those shown in North America, they're not usually about teenagers or the children and the effect that what being an immigrant and a refugee has on the younger generations, on kids. You know, usually it's about the parents and it's about the politics between the countries that have the conflict. But this one, your film is highlighting how children, when they move to new countries, especially under these stressful situations, how they struggle. And they struggle in school and how the teachers don't care and the teachers don't help because like their teacher, like Minju and Kajin's teacher, she doesn't care that these students are struggling with learning a completely new language. She's short-tempered. She doesn't show any interest. Like, they're being bullied, and rather than calling out the bully, she's focusing on the students, like Kajin and Minju, who are being bullied, you know? Like, she's not looking out for these kids, and that's because the person doing the bullying is a German kid, a German student. So it shows like even the adults around these young children aren't taking into consideration like what being an immigrant means and protecting them, because it's showing also that the otherism, like how when you as a move to another country, like people treat you as an outsider, you know, that you as an alien. So talk about like the teacher and the experience of showing the teacher being as dismissive and as there's a word that I would say in my region that it would be called carriage, but it's like basically like she's not interested in these students. She's not interested in being kind and patient to them.
I would say that she's a female of this system, like this before causes the disadvantage of people in class, sexual.
Go ahead.
Yeah, it's open. She is actually, she represent actually the system of the international people, which is actually for the foreign students. But it doesn't work. It doesn't work. It's very good, it's very fine, it's very polite, it's very safe for the children. Actually, it doesn't work that well, but we expected it, and it was very upsetting. So, at the other side, it was very good to be there, because we met the Australian and also the students in the class. But in the other case, it is like, it's just isolation of the German society, which we have to be part of it, and it is like very, I think this senior and also the teacher is very complex, both in the film and also in the society, and I want to show that she's actually upset. I think she's not the mean, because many students have like trauma from their work, and she doesn't like know how it is, how the kids are now older, yes, in the situation, and she doesn't know how to do it. Yeah, and of course she has to learn, yeah, what the kids are going on, but yeah, because the system is just new. Yeah, it's also a very new system.
Right.
Yeah. Since 2015. So yeah, she didn't also know like how she
helped. Right. So like you're saying, it's showing how the system doesn't think about these things. They'll be like, okay, we have a refugee program, we have an immigrant program where like the children of immigrants what can join our public schools, but they don't create a program or a system to help with integration, you know, to help with like counseling or even teaching the teachers how to work with these students. But even saying that, to me, is just also just about basic empathy. Like, you shouldn't need a government program to teach you how to be empathetic towards students. Mm-hmm. You know, that should just be something that should be natural to a teacher. Like, it should just be, like, natural to her. Okay, these kids are learning a completely new language, one that's not Asian-centered. And when I say that, because, like, Japanese and Korean can have, like, kind of similarities, and, like, even Chinese, because there's, like, Sino-Korean and, like, some Japanese and Korean. But, so, like, she's not thinking, okay, let me be a bit more patient, you know, like, and I understand you're saying about the system, but it's just showing how adults themselves just don't consider children of other countries to be worth paying attention to, you know, like, but then speaking about the teaching and the situation, like, this is where the kids, you start to see, and I think it's important that what you guys did is show there's kids from many different countries there. Like, you know, there's main Jews from Korea, there's Kijus, I'm British Syrian, and there's another boy, I believe, who is from, like, Morocco, and like, other students from different countries. And it's showing, I think, also the political state of the world, because, like, especially for the students, like, from the Middle East and East Africa and North Africa, like, they didn't moved to Germany because they wanted to. They moved because they had to. They had options, right? So that's another situation when you're having a film like this to show the differences between white people You know, for Minju, it was a choice. This was her own choice. But like for Hajin, she and her family didn't want to be there, you know, but they had no other option. And that changes the perspective that everyone, that they each have other situations. So talk about now the differences and similarities between Kajin, because they can both relate to each other as being outsiders and also learning the new language. But there, I think your differences are what really stands out to me in the film, where like we're learning how both these girls have their own stories, and that we get to see their own stories and their own backgrounds and why they are in the situation they are.
Yeah. So that I had to say about the weird situation I think that actually I never thought that I can be so close with Kazi, with Sherry, who is also Kazi, who is also with the same person, same as Sherry and Kazi. And I never thought like we are so close, like we are coming to Korea to visit the film festival, because that time we couldn't understand each other. Yeah, it's a language things. And also, yeah, language barriers, and also there's a cultural barrier. And then, also the other student is the same for me. But the time is gone, and then I just find out, okay, how can we be collective? Like, even if we can understand each other very well, but we love most, we love more the some funny situations in the class, and we also fought a lot, I guess. And there's also so many troubles with this immigrant situation, also the refugee situation. And then I found out, okay, we are actually the same people who can feel the same reason, so who can live in the Germany. And then I have more understanding with other guys and with other people, and then I start to understand very seriously and very so to be close with them. And then it was also very important phase of me, so in my life. Yeah.
I think like cousin and Minju are going also very culture, and they have racial issues also. Also like visa issues, and also like school issues. And they have to learn languages, so they have actually a lot of like side of the culture or world experience. I think it's very important to interpret so many kinds of kids in that way, because they have already a lot of similarity, and they are going to like work together.
It's important too, because something that also really stood out to me is that it took another student, someone the same age as Minju, to basically rescue her from the situation that she was in, because there she was in this house and she got scammed by an adult. She got, like, the owner of the house was an adult, came in and didn't show any concern to why this teenager is in his house. You know, he's not concerned that this girl is by herself. He shows no sympathy or any empathy and say, you know what, I can give you an extra day. You know, he didn't care that she was in a precarious situation. He didn't care about sending this teenager, this child, out onto the street alone by herself. And the police came there and let her get kicked out. You know, they didn't offer any support to say, okay, there's a home for children that you can go to spend the night until you get on your feet. And she's a minor, like there's no consideration. So from your own perspective, does that talk about how the German culture and the German system doesn't offer any protection for children, for immigrant and refugee children? Because I was just blown away to that scene. I was just waiting for the police officer to say, okay, come with us and we'll take you somewhere. So they didn't, you know, they just let her get kicked out.
I think there are a lot of systems for the children and also for the people who need protections. But it's our situation. Also, couldn't understand why we didn't find out the like such a protection system or something.
or the police nowadays. Yeah, because we experience like in the same way, we don't okay. There are also few people who want to protect me. Not really. So we wanted to show the other side of the like system. But I'm sure that Germany has a lot of program for
But it's just that wasn't your ex.
I think there is also like a spectrum.
But like it's international student, they have no idea about it. So like maybe who are very common German society this, then we find out. But like us, so we are like just a young adult international student, and we had no idea how we find out.
Yeah.
So I think it is very important things in the society because there's a system and there are some people who need but they just have no idea how to find it.
Yeah. And so now I want to talk a bit about Jean and her family because it's just her and her mother. You know, we don't see a dad, we don't see like older or male siblings. So it's just again these and again this is your film is centered on like female relationships. So it's about Jean and her mother and the relationship they have. They have a very close relationship. And thankfully, Minju and her mom have a very close relationship too because we can hear on the phone conversations that Minju is not afraid of telling her mom what's happening. Because I honestly thought when, after she got FaceTime, she spoke to her mom, I had the thought that she's not going to reveal to her mom that she's on the street. But she did tell her mom, like, okay, mom, I got scammed and everything. So I want you, so talk about the honesty that and like, having both of these girls being so honest with their own mothers, you know, like Kajin, when she takes home Minju to her mom, like they reveal everything to her mom, so like there's no unnecessary secrets, which is one of my biggest pet peeves in films where people don't reveal important information, and I'm just like, this is how this person was happening, but yeah, both of these girls being honest with their own mothers.
So I'm a big fan of the good relationship between mom and daughter because there's a lot of green pain. You know that, right? Yeah. And the relationship between the mom and daughter is very toxic, I guess. But at the time, I had a lot of problems with my mom, and I had also the secret which I can't tell her, but I always try to be honest with the conversation with my dad. And also when I saw the real cousin's mom and also cousin, I thought like this relationship is very, very helpful because they never hide, and I feel like yes, it should be like that when we live in the
I can't answer.
Yeah, okay, so sorry, but yeah.
Because I usually hide. Yeah. I don't tell to my mom. But she's a very important person for me. But I think I wouldn't tell my mom if I was in this situation.
Yeah, it's kind of the different perspective between us.
Why do you expect her that it was a good choice that we show their relationship?
Yeah, because when I wrote the secret, and I thought like it could be shown like the mom doesn't care anything, and I actually didn't want to show that because my mom cares a lot, and also a lot of mothers care their daughter and the daughters and sisters. Yeah. And then I feel like it is very important to be sure like this healthy relationship. Yeah,
I think that's important too because like that is one of my pet peeve in like film, especially Korean cinema. Like there's always like toxic relationships between the mothers and the daughters. I've always just like a healthy relationship between a mother and a daughter is like 1 out of 10. Most of the time, they either don't talk or they have extremely toxic relationships. And it's just like, can I please have a happy family? But I love that you have that was a relationship between both the girls and their own mothers. But then also, like Minju and Khaji's mom, her mom just like automatically enfolded her and took her in to her arms and showed so much love and affection to her. And I saw that as, so like the story is named The Good Samaritan, which is obviously based on the biblical story of The Good Samaritan, but the film actually starts out talking about this story. This is the language lesson they're learning this language lesson using the story of The Good Samaritan. So I thought it was an interesting parallel, and that's such a great script writing, where the teacher is using this story of The Good Samaritan to teach these girls German and to teach these other students German, but she herself isn't showing behavior of a Good Samaritan. As I said, she's being dismissive. She doesn't look out for them when they're being bullied. And I'm just like, you are teaching this topic that you yourself are not exhibiting. You are not being a Good Samaritan to these girls. But then the Good Samaritan ends up being Khaji for Minju, but then also Khaji's mom is being the Good Samaritan for Minju as well. So talk about how you developed the script using that story, using the story of the Good Samaritan as kind of like the launch pad and the story arc for all of the characters.
How I feel.
Yep. Okay, so I grew up in a very, very strong Christian family, which I always have to read some Bible stories and also like that, and it was very common to remind these stories through our situations, and I thought like it is very interesting for me that I was helped by a Syrian refugee who actually also the Kurdish, and I thought it should match. And also we had also this situation in the school, so we learned basically the German. But we learned German through the other subjects like religion, and also histories and also the music. But the aim, what we develop, is just German. Yeah, they use those subjects, but our goal was like, yeah, Korean speaking German. And I thought like it's very funny because in the class where we learned, I never concentrate about the stories. We are just concentrated about the grammatic and also the speaking, how to put pronunciations like a German. And it was very funny things because there's very similar situation also in the script and also in real life. And I want to show that, yeah, there's a story in this around these real situations, but they always miss it. Yeah,
I think many people think Germans are good Samaritans because they receive a lot of refugees. But it was very important to us, and like outsiders or like refugees or foreigners could also be a good Samaritan. Yeah, they can also give help. Yeah, in so many ways. So I thought we could like change the positions to our film. Yeah, most probably.
Yeah, it's true because when it comes to politics, especially when it talks about countries that take in refugees, and there is always this idea of looking at the entire country itself politically as a Good Samaritan, like they're this great humanitarian good, but then the individual people that themselves within these countries, they show prejudice towards the exact same refugees. You know, you'll in the news, you'll be like, oh, like for instance, Germany or Britain or America accepted all of these refugees in their time of aid because of a war that's taking place. but then they don't talk about the racism and the bigotry that the refugees face individually from the same citizens of these countries, you know. They don't look at the personal stories, they don't look at the individual stories, they don't look at the struggle. And I love that your film, even it's a short film, but you guys get so much into it, right? You get a lot of nuances in the story that even like big budget films will never don't pay attention to. And I love that you took the time to make sure you added all of these kind of like references and these, and again, because you have the personal experience, you are able to get all of these things. You know, you're able to see a story and relate it to this experience. You know, like one scene of like, just again using the teacher as an example of the teacher teaching the Good Samaritan. That says, that conveys so much about your own personal experience and an experience that so many other people from like different countries can relate to. Like I have been an immigrant, even though I only speak English, but I moved to another country that does speak English. Like I relate to having teachers that didn't fully understand me culturally, you know. When I was in school in Canada, because I had to do adult high school and I had to do college, I had in situations where the teachers got impatient, you know, because I wasn't familiar with, like, for instance, I was taking a Canadian law class and the teacher was like expecting me to be able to understand. I'm like, well, the system where I'm from is kind of different to yours, like you just need to like break it down. Or things like that. And then the people themselves, like the regular people on the street, they kind of look at you as being a burden on the society, and it's just like, I'm not a burden, I'm adding something culturally to the country. And I think your film like really does capture the nuances of that, and something that a lot of people who aren't immigrants don't understand. Like for instance, in North America, there's this whole thing about immigrants learning English, you know, and they look down on people who don't speak English. But then, like me and my friends, we always have this conversation. So for like, especially for like, for instance, like Americans and Canadians who speak French, like you're looking down on people who speak with an accent or a dialect or a whole different language, and you think you're better than us because you speak English. I'm like, but are you really though? Because like for you guys, you have to learn German, you learn Korean, and you're learning English, three languages. Most North Americans don't even speak English properly, you know. You know, and then there's some people who know like four languages because if they come like from Syria and like then Kurdish, they speak Kurdish. Arabic is different to Syrian Arabic, you know. And then there's like regional dialects and all that kind of stuff. So you have people who are like multilingual, who are polyglots, moving to like North America, and that adds culturally to the community because you have all of these different people adding so much cultural diversity, but they don't see that as a value. You know, they don't see the value in having cultural diversity. So, like, that's something that we as immigrants would be like, I'm always just like, are you really that better than everyone else? Like, your food doesn't have seasoning. Thank us for giving you seasoned food, you know? I'm Hany. I want you to talk about producing this film, because like you're both relatively young, right? And this is like your first big project. So talk about like any challenges that you had getting this film produced in Germany, and maybe with distribution and learning about the distribution process as you went along.
I had a lot of difficulties. Yeah, first of all, because I had to like work as an actor and a producer. Yeah, so many people helped me a lot. But it was also in a COVID time, and many in the shooting, three of our crew had COVID, and we had to like take a mask and two weeks. It was terrible for me
and my cameraman and my assistant director.
I didn't know how to handle it, but I thought I should be like Mindu. I should go through like this, But I think language barrier don't matter to me. Yeah, like last year, but many people asked me like. But many people had us, like, because our story was very important to society. Yeah, we didn't like pay for places, like school. We have school, hospital and the Chinese shop and house. There are two houses and many actors, but they did like for free.
Oh really?
Yeah, which I was really thankful. And when people are willing to help, they are gonna be very nice. Yeah, like the story. I experience again the real society, happy society, solidarity. I don't know if it was like
No, it did, because we were talking about production, like getting a cast is kind of difficult, but like also just being able to get people to help you for free, I think it's a big deal, but it also speaks again also to you being someone that they can relate to, like, your approach, because if you approach them the right way, they'll say yes, but if you don't approach them the right way, they'll be like, you know what? Yeah. I can't be bothered, and they're certainly not going to do it for free, right? So, like, I think, like, what you did was extremely commendable, and you should be proud of yourself for that. And it's a, like, fantastic learning experience, but now I'll talk about the challenges of acting, because, like, doing the production, doing the production is one thing, but then acting, and then acting for your sister, like, you know, you'd be like, as a director, you're being too bossy, but then as her, as Julie being your director, you have to listen to her, so
what you're going to say.
So talk about not working with Julie as your director.
Actually, I didn't want to be in Julie, we were looking for many actors, but we could find someone who can speak German and Korean and who looked like a 16 years old.
Yeah.
And also with this post-Brandis acting.
Yeah. And my professor said, okay, honey, you could do it. And because you were also in an acting workshop, and I think she was so sure that I could do the work. But I still didn't want to do it. But she convinced me to do it
because we didn't have money.
Yeah, we didn't have money.
You're like, well, I don't have to pay now.
And I came to take acting courses, and it helped me a lot. And as we said, we had different thoughts about me too. And we talked a lot, and we also had a lot of confidence. But I learned how to listen to my sister. It was also a very good lesson for me. And I think it did work.
It worked out for a while.
It was tough, but it was okay.
And so for you, Joey, what was it like directing not only Honey, but Jean, who, and then also working with the actress? Was that the person playing with the mom? Is that her actual mom?
No, she's great.
So talk about like now being responsible for a cast and directing a cast.
It was my first experience ever as a director. And I didn't know very well how to handle the actors as a director. And through the COVID time, we had almost post. Mm-hmm. And then Pina, who are my assistant director,
right,
and also DOP, they helped me a lot to handle these whole situations, and I've learned a lot from them. And then I learned about it. Okay, if I want to be the main writer, I have to talk with actors a lot, and also have to work and this conversation with them, what they think about the situation, and also think about the character. And I tried, even if I'm a very shy person, and I always willing not to talk with adults. But anyway, yeah, I tried at least, and then it sounded very working. And also the actress, especially the moms, as well, she, as uh, her, her name is Savannah, by the way, and she is so, so, so sweet. So she just want to cook for us, yeah, just for free, just for our kind of kindness, yeah. And it is so good to
Yeah, no, that's great. So we're going to wrap up now, but one final question I had, and it's a thought that I think, and I mentioned it to you before, and I think it kind of encapsulates the whole film, where in the classroom, both Minju and Kajin, they're uncomfortable speaking German. But when they're alone, like, their German is almost flawless. You know, their language, their conversations flow easily. They understand each other. And again, that's speaking about how having the, no matter what country you come from, immigrants can always find a way to relate to each other, you know? And it's about showing how being willing to listen to other people and being willing to just meet people where they are, and understanding that everyone has a different, everyone's journey takes more time or takes a different pace, you know? So like, Kajin, she's she's integrating into German society a little bit easier. But Minju, she's having a tougher time because she's, again, alone, and she doesn't have a support system. Like, her mom is in Korea, she doesn't have anyone there for her. But they both are uncomfortable speaking the language in the classroom, you know? And I love that. That's showing how having people understand you makes it easier to communicate, you know? So I want you to talk about the importance of showing that in the film, but also how that helps with your own experience with communicating with other people. Because using our own experiences, we've had like a fantastic time hanging out during the festival, right? And like, we are all like, I love like the group that we've been with. Like, everyone speaks different languages, you know? but we're always having so much fun, eating so much food. But like, we all like have the commonality of like basically all being immigrants, now that I'm thinking about it. And like, having the love of film as they are of like, are linked to each other. So talk about having that perspective of like individual understanding of someone else, and also community and forming, the importance of forming a community, especially with immigrants and as refugees.
Yeah, I think it's very, very good question. Yeah, and then I want to say that. So, first of all, about the queer centers, I would like to say that. It is like there's some difference. Like in the class, she has to talk unreal.
Right.
Yeah, but at home they are just trying to figure out who we are and who we could do. And then there's some real point who wants to speak really, and that chance is very important to communicate themselves. So I just put it there like. In the school, or in the class, they speak just speak the broken German,
right.
Because it's like pushing. Mm-hmm. They are pushing to speak about her, about herself, about themselves, which is actually not really nice, and which are very
They're being forced to speak it when they don't feel comfortable. Yeah. Rather, when they're together, they're more comfortable. So if the language comes easier, right?
In the class, they are like being judged by someone else.
Yeah,
not only in the class, like in the streets, or like when we like me as a immigrant, we are being judged, and then we have like, followers. Of course, local, yeah, German, but. Like Minju, because they don't like just like be out themselves. So I think this was very, yeah, like important. Mm-hmm. Okay, important to not like judge people in that way. Yeah, as you said, we have to see the value, and Minju has also see their value. Yeah, so they don't care like about the languages. That's why. I am very bad at language, and then in the class I actually didn't say anything. I was just like silent and just keep trying to hear their stuff. But when I was at the sharing, at home, by sharing, I think it's
this is the first time that I spoke with Sharon about our families, about our families, and also about our situations. And he was so happy to hear that and to share these stories. And then I start to speak more and more. Yeah. More and more want to get this feeling again. And it was very touching for me. Yeah, because it is also the, like my communication.